This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the election, there's what happens from Inauguration Day on and once the new Congress gets seated, and there's what happens to economic policy during the in-between time. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams grabbed that assignment.
To state the painfully obvious, economic policy for the next 2 months comes down to politics. Mike Duhaime is a longtime Republican strategist and partner at the consulting firm Mercury.
I think the agenda of what needs to be done will stay the same. I think the urgency of whether or not anything will get done will be incumbent upon the outcome of the election.
Especially when it comes to more pandemic relief. If, for example, Democrats win the White House and Senate, he thinks they'd probably wait until after inauguration to pass a bill with more of what they want in it. On the other hand, says GOP consultant Chris Jankowski,
if President Trump is reelected and the Republicans clearly are maintaining control of the Senate, that I believe President Trump will want to do something at that point.
He says that could happen, but what's more likely is that, similar to other post-election windows, very little gets done on Capitol Hill.
And I think the virus will dictate most of what happens, both in Washington and in the economy.
And the virus doesn't care about politics or the deadline that's coming up on December 11th when government funding runs out. But that deadline might create an opportunity to get some kind of pandemic relief through Congress. Amanda Fisher is policy director at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
So lawmakers will have to come together and pass something. And it's my hope that it will address all of the suffering that's happening now.
That would be a continuing resolution, or CR, which keeps government funding broadly at pre-existing levels with whatever add-ons can get enough votes to pass. Former Democratic strategist Robert Shrum now directs the Center for the Political Future at USC.
I think you will get a CR because if Republicans lose the presidency and lose the Senate, the last thing they want to do in the lame duck session is be responsible for shutting down the government.
But again, all these are ifs, which are really tough to plan around. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.